Hello, copy blogger readers. This is Turndog coming at you, and I just want to give you the audio version of my guest post, How to Crowd Publish Your Content Without Asking for Money. I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. If you read the headline, Portland entrepreneur raises $13 million by enticing 62,000 people to buy his cooler, what part fascinates you? How about 7,000 hungry folk raise $55,000 for potato salad project? I imagine, if you're anything like the majority, those large amounts of money stand out. After all, $13 million is a gigantic amount of cash, as is $55,000 for potato salad. But whenever I come across crowdfunding campaigns like these, it is the crowd of people who band together that captures my attention. As a content creator, imagine what you could learn from 62,000 individuals, over 25,000 people who supported Amanda Palmer, over 15,000 enthusiasts who helped Ryan North bring Shakespeare to life. Don't get me wrong, watching your bank account bulge with cash must feel wonderful. But if you focus on the crowd, well, that's a source of valuable content. Turning crowdfunding into crowd publishing. Cramped on the end of a table in a stifling London pub, I sat across my buddy Arnold. "You were my inspiration for the successful mistake," I said, referring to my latest book. "How so?" he asked. "After our Skype chat the other day, I thought about your story. You know, the one about your big mistake. I realised everyone I asked for advice shared similar mistake-riddled tales." "Okay, so what's that got to do with your book?" Sipping my pint of London expensive beer, I smiled. "Think about all the entrepreneurs with similar stories to share. Imagine the journey I could craft, full of anecdotes from some of the world's finest minds. And what if they shared my work with their own audience? After all, it's a book they're part of, a book they're invested in." "That's bloody brilliant," Arnold said, raising his glass. "And best of all, picture the people I'll meet and the friendships I'll form along the way." I spent the next couple of weeks on cloud nine, excited by the possibilities. Connecting with amazing peers, leaders and go-getters. Gathering dozens of inspiring stories to help craft my content. Bonding with a crowd of people eager to share our collaboration with their friends, fans and loved one. Without realising it, I set out on a crowdfunding adventure and I didn't consider funding part of it. My entire mindset focused on the crowd, an amazing group of people to learn from and connect with, who could help transform my content from good to great. You're a fellow digital media producer, right? Doesn't the thought of forming connections with your idols sound exciting? What I've done is something you can start today, no matter what your next idea is, be it a blog post, ebook, podcast, video series, presentation, or online course. Whatever it is, I ask you to consider, how can I involve other people in this? And how can I crowd publish the living daylights out of it? Expand your approach to content. I've interviewed more than 150 entrepreneurs for the Successful Mistake, and this list continues to grow. When I step back to consider the inspiring people I've met, I freak out. It's changed my entire perspective on how to create content, approach projects, and implement ideas. I operate under the assumption that anything I do on my own has the power to be good, but in order for it to be great, I need to involve others. At the end of this post, I have a challenge for you to take. But first, here are three steps that show you how to crowd publish a piece of content. Step one, connect with influencers. I remember the day I started this Successful Mistake, staring at my laptop. 10, then 20, then 50, then 100 names popped into my mind. You're the same, right? You have dozens of people you'd love to connect with. If I asked you to create a list of 10 people right now, wouldn't you be able to name 20? The Successful Mistake gave me a reason to reach out to those I admire. But you don't need to write a book. Whatever your next idea is for a piece of content, you can include other people. The first step is to reach out to those you want to get to know. Here are 8 steps to help you get started. The first, create a list. Open a blank spreadsheet and add all of your potential contacts. When you come across new folks you love, add their names, email addresses and websites to this table. Be warned, you'll soon have a long list of people you can't wait to meet. Number two, keep it simple. My early outreach for the successful mistake was excessive. People don't have time for explanations. So keep your request simple. Say hello, explain who you are and your proposal, say goodbye. That's it. Three, make it easy. Make it easy for them to say yes. Do you need to chat on Skype or in person? Are they able to contribute over email with a quick quote? Your job is to make it impossible for them to say no. So do not overcomplicate the process. Four, less is more. I reiterate, keep your email short and to the point. My early requests were so long and pointless. If possible, use the 5-sentence approach, and if you need to add more information, provide a dedicated landing page they can read. Five, be creative. You're a creative person, so use this skill to your advantage. An email may be the ideal way to communicate for some, but consider using a video message, an audio message, or a handwritten letter. Think outside the box, because the people you're after get a lot of requests. Number six, always follow up. Don't be afraid to follow up on emails you've sent. In fact, be afraid not to. I've connected with people on enormous amounts of times after following up. They don't intentionally misplace your original message, but it happens. A follow-up note reminds them who you are and confirms that you're serious. Number seven, stay organized. I speak from experience here. The last thing you want is to contact the same person twice. It's embarrassing. So be sure to update your spreadsheet and stay on top of whom you email and when you do. Finally, number eight, don't take anything personally. People will ignore you. People will say no. It doesn't make you a bad person. Maybe they're busy. Maybe they never saw your email. Maybe it isn't for them. They do not have to reply or say yes to you. Be polite, thankful, and a lovely human being. This goes for life in general, by the way. So start this process today. Not only will you form new connections and develop your own crowd, but these inspiring folks may introduce you to their peers, and who knows where that could lead. Step two, weave a cohesive story. Which of the following two blog post headlines do you think would be the most popular? My favorite content marketing tools, 30 content marketing tools these top influencers cannot live without. I'd place my money on the latter because from a reader's perspective, they receive a lot of list tools from a variety of readers rather than a single person. From your perspective, as the creator of great content, you get to work with 30 stories about the best content marketing tools. Of course, it's still your job to bring the individual thoughts and opinions you gather into a cohesive narrative. In general, I use these three approaches. The first is the journalism approach. When it comes to creating fresh, detailed, unique content and sharing in-depth insights, there's no better place to look than news stories. You'll discover dozens of examples where the writer takes the reader on an epic journey, sharing the stories of others in a focused way. For instance, check out Yael Grauer's article on Copyblogger about simplifying complex content. She writes with her own voice and style, but uses the expertise and stories of others to add more insight. When it comes to writing books and long-form articles, this is my preferred approach. However, you can apply the same methods in podcasts and videos. The second approach is the list approach. Here's the easiest and quickest way to share many expert opinions in a single piece of content. A well-written list post is invaluable. In today's short attention span world, scannable content is necessary. And it's not just your audience who benefits either. It also simplifies the contribution process for your collaborators. They're able to reply within the email itself, offer a few quotes, and get on with their days. No jumping on Skype, no interview. You get everything you need with little fuss or mess. And the third approach is the one-on-one approach. Popular with podcasts and videos, the one-on-one approach is great for building relationships. A 30-minute Skype conversation with someone helps develop a meaningful friendship. This is the approach I took for the successful mistake, and it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. It has also led to my own podcast. Of course, the value isn't only the podcasts and videos. Andrew Warner transcribes his interviews, like this one with Brian Clark, and the Paris Review shares their famed interviews with writers and artists in full written form. Whichever approach you take, and whether you create a blog post, podcast, book, video, or more, have fun and mark it with your own style. And the third step, make your content easy to share. Have you ever written a blog post you love, one you spent hours slaving over, only to watch it dwindle away with little engagement? I have, plenty of times. It hurts, doesn't it? This is where the true power of a crowd takes over, because when you co-create with your crowd, they become invested in your content as well. Once you've already formed connections with influencers and have helped turn your good content into great content, make sure you offer them as much value as possible when they land on your site to check out your creation. Create a specific landing page with a relevant, useful download that helps your audience along their own journeys and provide additional ways to consume your content. Perhaps an audio version of your post or transcript of your podcast, like I'm doing right here. Remember, you want to grow and develop your own crowd, so when visitors stop by to see what you're doing, seduce the heck out of them. And one final bonus tip, expect nothing. I know I started this point earlier, but it's important. The people you reach out to have been where you are. They get it, they understand, they do want to help. However, they have a finite amount of patience, and the moment you start expecting or demanding something from them is the moment they get turned off. Make things as easy as possible. Reach out to them, ask them for a favour, but never, ever, under any circumstance, act like they owe you something. They don't. So that's it. Your crowd awaits. Ready to crowd publish a new piece of content? I encourage you to do so right now. In fact, I challenge you to. So, one, think of a new idea that includes others. Create a list of 10 people you'd like to connect with or interview, and then email them, possibly picking up some pointers from the email template I made for the copy bloggers readers, which you will have got when you downloaded this very podcast version. So yeah, in a bid to practice what I preach, I created a special download page for you copy blogger readers, complete with my email template, an audio version of this post, i.e. what I'm doing right here, and the PDF of the tools I've used to connect with more than 150 influential folks. And I would love to discuss all this further, so be sure to check out the LinkedIn group on Copyblogger and ask any questions. I'm going to do my best to answer any of them and to connect and chat with you all. Thank you so much. This is Turndog. You can find out more about me at turndog.co. And if you would like to be part of the successful mistake, all you need to do is type in tdog.co/successful mistake. That will take you through to the page. You'll be able to find out everything, and I would love to have you part of the journey. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being an awesome copy blogger reader / now listener. And that's it. Turndog out. Cheers.